broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Ladies and gentlemen, man, we got a row to hoe when it comes to freedom. Had Lowell Nelson on last hour, campaignforliberty.org. Always doing a stellar job. We talked about U.S. boots on the ground in Syria and what a disaster it will be. Barack promised he wouldn't do it over and over, but man, we hear that they're really working on it now. They've funded it and everything else. Can Congress stand up? Can Congress have a backbone and stop Barack? They haven't stopped him on anything else yet. History teaches us that the presidents lie. Peter Van Buren, Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Tell us why we should believe you this time, Mr. President. History shows that presidents lie, and so does Congress, so does government. We talked about an assassination nation, and whatever we seem to stand against, it grows. We're against terrorism in America, but you know what? Terrorism seems to get more and more funding and more prevalent every time we turn around. At some point, you got to believe it's by design, folks. Wow, there was a whistleblower in the intelligence community, and The Intercept published an article talking about it today. We've had a 14-plus year assassination program going on. Wow. All right, the general election is tomorrow. You going to vote? Believe it or not, in Utah, in 17 out of our 29 counties, Proposition 1 will be on the ballot. It's another quarter of a cent tax increase. Vote no to more socialism. Please study the proposals. Encourage your neighbors to do the same. And then make your voice heard tomorrow in your community, will you please? Hour 2. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, starts now. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I guess everything we have to talk about is Trump. We can't speak about anything anymore in America unless Trump is involved. And now we're going to talk about a guy who's completely ignorant talking about Trump. So now you got it about Trump. And you got ignorant people talking about Trump going on. Now, why would I call the guy who can take on everybody with his arms tied behind his back ignorant, Kurt? The guy with loan on talent from God? Because he's out in the weeds. That's why. What do you say, Kurt? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he says, Rush Limbaugh says that the media can't take Trump out. And, you know, he does it in his usual, you know, wordy fashion. But the bottom line is... he tells folks about how he just, you know, he's a different kind of guy. And, you know, because of the whole reality TV thing and different things like that, you know, in one part of his Rush Limbaugh's talking about this, he says, you want low-rent scum as your leaders? You want this kind of thing, and that's who you're supporting? And when the buffoons stop acting buffoonish, and when the cartoon characters don't act cartoonish, they're in trouble. And we get a headline, The Incredible Shrinking Trump. They haven't the slightest idea what they're talking about. They think Trump is fading. They think Trump may be losing support because he was quieter last night, because less bombastic, because he was less Trump. All this does is show how these hacks, he's talking about the... he calls them the mainstream media as if he's, you know, of course, not part of it. But he says they fail to understand the bond that exists between a candidate and his audience or voters. Let me give you one little hint, media. Donald Trump cannot be hurt by something he does not say. Donald Trump nor any other candidate cannot be hurt by something he does not do. Trump didn't do a bunch of stuff. Wow, he's fading. Wrong-o, he says, for you people in the media and the Republican establishment to boot. Anyway, bottom line is, he's just saying that, you know, he's kind of a different batch. In his final little words about it, he says, I tell you all of this is so insulting to me. Trump's only there because we have a bunch of bigoted Republicans that hate Mexicans, and Trump went out and tapped into it, and that's what they think. And that's why they don't deserve our attention and our time whatsoever on their networks for any amount of serious discussion about the next presidency and the future of this country, because they're not interested in anything but their own bigotry, their own racism. This kind of goes with what you've said, Sam. Their own small-mindedness. The time is long past that we need to stop catering to these people as though we somehow need them, because that's the message of this campaign. We don't need them. The leaders in this campaign have done it despite the media and without them, and that's a good lesson for everybody to learn. Kind of the he who owns the media makes the rules talk a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm convinced that he's just a plant, Kurt, and his real goal is to act like the media doesn't have enough power to stop Trump.
You mean Rush or Trump?
I mean Rush. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Rush, yeah, right, is kind of a—he's playing both sides here. He wants you to believe that the media doesn't have power to take Trump down.
Uh-huh.
That's the lie. The media absolutely can take Trump down in 2 seconds if they choose to. But they want Trump there, Kurt. That's the part people don't get. They think, oh, man, you know, Trump, he's taking on the media. It's big time. And you believe this lie, this theater, this, okay, Trump is involved with the media. He spends millions of dollars with the media. He's done so forever. You can't trace the money because his corporations will just fund something else, and it goes on and on. Rush wants you to believe the mainstream press, the media, the gatekeepers don't have enough power to take Trump down, Kurt. Do you believe that? Do you believe him? Do you really think the media cannot take Trump down?
In my opinion, the media has made him what he is.
That's right.
Simply by giving him the coverage, you know, when you give somebody the head, you know, the front page, that's literally a page that they can't typically buy, and you do that over and over and over and over, and, you know, then you simply make them into a household name, if you will, and that's what they've done with Mr. Trump, and he's... You know, I'm not saying that he's not had anything to do with it, but that's what has made him, I think.
I just don't even understand it, though, how people believe that somehow the mainstream press just doesn't have the authority or the power, Kurt. I can't believe people don't get it yet.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and, you know, it sure is something to keep in mind.
Well, Fred in Iowa wants to chime in. Hi, Fred.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Okay? Yes, sir. You're live on the air. Go.
Yeah, okay. Just a short blast, but Kurt, in the last 3 minutes or so, said a whole mouthful, and I could read off something I've got written down here, but it'd take too much time. But he just about covered what I wanted to say. Anyhow, great show today. Thank you. Bye. I'm going. Bye.
All right. Fred's out. But Kurt endorses what you had to say. And, you know, I get what Rush is trying to say, but Rush is just wrong. Okay, this idea that the media doesn't have enough power, that, man, Trump can weather everybody. He can take on the press and be fine. He can. Let me just explain something to you about the cartel, folks. The media is in bed with your government. The government is in bed with your media. And the mainstream insiders in the media and the government have access to unlimited funding. They print the money, for crying out loud, people. They wage unconstitutional, godless, unjust wars all around the world. You think that they can't take Trump down? They could flat out make his business dealings fail tomorrow if they wanted to. They could make him extinct if they chose to. They could bring up a scandal that would be so big they could take him down in 2 seconds if they chose to. Don't believe otherwise. You're foolish if you think so. If you think, oh my goodness, man, Trump's got those dudes cornered. They don't even know what to do now. You're absolutely, I'm telling you, 100% fooling yourself. I don't know. I don't know how to make this point even more than I already have, Kurt. I make it almost every day. But it's critical to understand. Right? So,
yes, it is. It's a great point.
Wow. It's just,
you know, I don't know if you saw this, but Speaker Ryan is in the news.
He's going to just take over. He's going to have a big sea change, isn't he, Kurt?
You know, the thing I like about the story, which is kind of, you know, an unusual situation, but you remember we heard about some of these different congressmen who came to Washington, and then, you know, they just basically, they didn't get their own house or anything. They just sleep in their offices and that kind of thing, and then they head home.
Oh, yeah, because they're just so trying to save the money of the taxpayer that, by golly.
Well, you know, at least I've never heard him tout that, but I
gotta live in a cot,
this,
you know,
latest story that he, you know, he sleeps in his office, but he's kind of ticked off because it smells like smoke, and he's trying to get that stench out of there, the new speaker is. That's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah. There you have it. I guess you can smoke, and you can't smoke in bars, but you can smoke in government buildings, huh?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So let me get this straight, Kurt, just so I clearly understand it. In government today, if you have a private company like a bar, a restaurant, some kind of a private business, whatever it be, you're not allowed to smoke in there because of like the Clean Air Act and the government laws and rules that just shut you down. However, that doesn't apply to bureaucrats and government. Now, Paul's just not too happy, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. He's a little ticked off. They say he's a pretty healthy kind of guy, likes to work out, etc. And, after he moved into the retiring, speaker's location. He noticed, hey, man, it's pretty smoky in here. He was a heavy smoker. John Boehner, I guess, still is. They asked him if he was going to be able to get the smell of smoke out of the place. They call him a fitness-conscious congressman. He said, that's a really good question. And we've been talking about it. He says they have these ozone machines that apparently can detoxify the environment. But I'm going to have to work on the carpeting in here. That's what he told the Meet the Press guys. He says, you know, if you ever go to like a hotel room or get a rental car that's been smoked in, that's what this smells like. Complicate things. He says he doesn't have a residence in Washington and he sleeps in his office. He says, I'm just a normal guy. I might add, yeah, a normal guy that's a Speaker of the House. But anyway, Ryan told CNN's State of the Union program that he was just a normal guy. And the interviewer laughed and then told him, yeah, but normal guys don't sleep in their offices. She's right about that, but, you know, that's one thing at least I could say I kind of enjoy about him, I guess you could say. I guess he lives in what's called Janesville, Wisconsin.
See, Kurt, and I appreciate that you live in your office, but to me this is all just smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, in a literal sense here. Let me explain, Kurt. Mirrors. How much do you make as a congressman and Speaker of the House?
I was thinking it's around $300K.
All right. Well, we know this. The average congressman makes like $180,000 plus a gazillion in perks, right?
Like in his case, I'm sure he doesn't take any contributions or anything.
No, of course not. That's just to his campaign for president. Oh, he's not running for president yet? Okay,
for
well, he's
Vice
working
president,
on it.
He ran for
it's kind of like a 20-year plan. Right, but point. Here's what I'm saying, Kurt. The guy makes like $300,000, whatever the number is, don't know. But no matter what, it's quadruple what you and I make, okay?
Right.
And now this guy's going to tell me he sleeps in his office in D.C. because, man, he can't get a little apartment in D.C. Now, you could literally get an apartment with two or three other congressmen or whatever and just be kind of roommates up there in Congress or something like that. Or get an apartment so that your spouse and your family could come to D.C. quite often to spend weekends with you or whatever. How really big is it going to hurt you if you make $300,000+ a year, Kurt? Plus, you know, A, all your travel's paid for back and forth to your district. You probably made big money before you ever got there. You stand to have a golden parachute for the rest of your life for retirement. Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but it doesn't impress me that he sleeps on the couch in his office and complains about the smoke. He'll probably use taxpayer dollars to get the smoke out of his office. Okay, at some point, I just don't find the whole discussion even genuine, Kurt.
Well, I'm not telling you that all of a sudden the savior moved into the speaker's room, but
okay.
I do appreciate the... you know, fact that he's, at least they say, he's kind of a health guy, and that he really doesn't like the smoke. I mean, those are, at least in my opinion, kind of some pluses for him.
Yeah, if he was a little less healthy, maybe he wouldn't be speaker as long. I was just saying.
Anyway, I guess he's the third in line to be the president. In case the vice president goes down, then it'd be the speaker's spot. And as far as I can tell, I don't see, I mean, he does have a wife, apparently, but I don't see anything about children. His wife's name is Jana Little. Three children, looks like. He's a Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Just to learn a little bit more about him, just kind of interesting.
See, if he had more kids, we'd be able to pay for that Social Security easier. Just ask Rand Paul about
point.
That.
They say he's a fifth-generation Wisconsinite. His father was of Irish ancestry and his mother of German and English ancestry. They settled in Wisconsin prior to the Civil War, father's side. Just kind of some interesting stuff. Ryan attended St. Mary's Catholic School, where he played on the seventh grade basketball team, so he went to a private school, a church school. Well, maybe he'll be a little more pro that, huh?
Not. That's only for him, not for you, bro.
Good point. When he was 16, he found his 55-year-old father lying dead in a bed of a heart attack. That's kind of a rough thing. I didn't know that about him. He's got a bachelor's degree in economics and political science. A little bit more on the new speaker's spot there. Three kids.
Yeah. All I can tell you is, again, I don't mean to be offensive. It just doesn't impress me. We hear all these awesome things about a congressman or a senator. The news you just can't trust anymore. Let me give you an example, Kurt. Chick-fil-A and Dan Caffey was one of the biggest guys to stand up against the gay and lesbian agenda and say, listen, I believe in one man, one woman marriage. I'm not going to persecute or prosecute or whatever anyone. I'm just telling you that's my belief. And he got slaughtered. And because of his stance, a lot of Christians supported Chick-fil-A. Well, now it turns out Chick-fil-A is funding some nefarious gay and lesbian agendas, Kurt.
Oh, doggone it.
So see, all the money we put in because we like this stance now is being used against us, right?
Huh. That's too bad.
So where do we go from here? See, that's the problem with all this stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is.
And so, you know, I don't even know how to handle the
Well, I think, I don't know if you saw this, but prairie dogs are in the news. It's one of your favorite.
Hey, are these the left-handed kind of prairie dogs? You know, back in the day when we first got into radio, this is funny. When we first got into radio 20-plus years ago and stuff like that, we were on the radio, and Kurt started talking about this story about prairie dogs. And he was talking about how they have these, like, endangered species and animals and this and that, and the PETA people are all belligerent. And so Kurt started talking about these left-handed prairie dogs. And I remember it was funny. It was just a funny commentary because it just shows how extreme and absurd these people really are. Well, now, 20-plus years later, we're back. Are these left-handed kind, Kurt, or are these just the regular prairie dogs?
You know what they do is these are, they're holding Buddhist colleges.
Wait, what?
So these would be kind of a, you know, kind of a, maybe an armed prairie dog. Well, I guess you could say disarmed. But anyway, they say it's a standoff in Boulder, Colorado. Yeah. And these prairie dogs are holding a Buddhist college at bay, according to David Kelly. They, you know, kind of show a picture of them standing there. And the guy surveyed the bleak landscape of gaping holes and tunnels stretching out before him and posed a question. If you replaced a dog and prairie dog with a rat, would they elicit the same emotion? He asked as one of the fuzzy rodents sat sphinx-like a few feet away. And what he means is they stand up, you know, look kind of cool. He says, I wonder. It's the sort of searching question one might expect from the spokesman for Naropa University. It's a Buddhist-inspired college, stressing mindfulness and contemplative learning, but it's actually born out of frustration, he says. For years, this place, this college, has battled some 150 persistent prairie dogs over 2.5 acres of prime real estate on their campus. One side wants to build more classrooms. The other wants more tunnels. The struggle is especially poignant, they say, in this famously liberal college town where Buddhists and prairie dogs occupy exalted positions within the local ecosystem. But anyway, it's just kind of interesting. Now, what would happen if old John Wayne had a prairie dog problem? It wouldn't be the same thing as these Buddhists in
Well, here's the problem. I'll explain the problem with the Buddhists, and with Chick-fil-A, and with everybody else. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So you got everybody caving, Kurt. Okay,
yeah,
the bottom line is these prairie dogs are a problem. And this university doesn't hate prairie dogs. Now the people who want to Shanghai every discussion lie and cheat and steal and manipulate and pervert the truth to the point where they don't know what to do. Okay, Nation Standoff in Boulder is the headline. Prairie dogs hold Buddhist college at bay. Now, the Buddhist college, I'm not here to debate what the college teaches or if I agree with them or not or whatever else.
No.
But they're becoming a bigger and bigger university, and they simply are saying, hey, we can't have these prairie dogs running around and controlling everything. Now, I know this sounds laughable. I get all that. I'm just telling you, this is a real discussion when you elevate animals beyond humans.
Yep.
The humans are taking a backseat to the prairie dogs, for crying out loud. And so the problem is this Buddhist college doesn't know what to do. They don't want to kill them.
But,
but it's being framed that they want to kill him. And since we esteem animal life, especially prairie dog life, higher than human life, I mean, if you're going to murder a bunch of black babies, no problem. I mean, that's a woman's right to choose, for crying out loud. Now, if you want to stop the prairie dogs from taking over the whole campus, okay, it's crazy. But we're really dealing with this, Kurt. And whether you're Chick-fil-A trying to stop the gay and lesbian agenda or whether you're the prairie dog people, we have allowed the mainstream press to get in bed with so many of these special interest groups to where you can't even stand for anything in America right now, or you're an absolute target. Kurt.
And you asked the question, are they left-handed prairie dogs? Well, no,
yes, sir.
Sam, but these are black-tailed prairie dogs.
Excuse me?
Now,
does that mean they have a black tail, Kurt, or are they just called that?
Apparently, apparently somebody's been keeping track of
them. Now, wait a minute. Is that different than a white-tailed buck deer munching on clover?
I suppose so. But anyway, they say these have
How about a red-tailed hawk sitting on a rail? How about one of them chubby old ground frogs? Croaking bullfrogs?
Have declined by 98%. Now, that's what Sterling crank. He's a kind of cranky guy, if you ask me. But anyway, he's an environmental scientist and a director of the Prairie Dog Coalition. Now, I didn't know we had a Prairie Dog Coalition, but I guess they call it PDC, but it's pretty PC, if you ask me. But part of the Humane Society of the U.S., so the Humane Society's got their own Prairie Dog Coalition group. But apparently what happened, Sam, is now the Buddhists have spent about $100,000 in 4 years trying to figure out how to relocate these prairie dogs. Now, I could relocate them from this life to the next pretty quick, if you ask me. But, you know, I guess that would be the evil one inside me. But now they're, you know, trying to figure it out. They've got some 200 burrows that are extending from the campus parking lot to busy Arapahoe Avenue to almost the front door. They say plans to expand classroom space have stalled. Spending all this money trying to figure out the deal. They applied for a lethal control permit. Wow, a lethal control permit. Prairie dog defenders immediately sounded the alarm, and the protesters converged on the campus. now they claim that the Buddhist inspired...
I wish you'd quit laughing. This is a serious subject, sir.
I just don't
understand the gravity of the situation, Kurt. These dogs could absolutely become extinct due to the irresponsibility of these Buddhist Christians, Kurt. Wait a minute. Are they Christians? No, they're Buddhists.
I guess in the newspaper, their little local newsletter, they had a winsome prairie dog saying, "Mommy, I heard that Naropa University is going to have all of us killed." And it got over 182,000 signatures from around the world. Activists. Now, none of these people want to ante up and pay so that they can buy some other ground to protect these prairie dogs.
Why can't you just move the prairie dogs somewhere else, buddy?
Their property. Well, Sam, I mean, they want to be there. They say activists also contacted the Dalai Lama. Oh, boy.
Well, now you're really getting somewhere, buddy. Take this sucker international.
He had scheduled and later canceled a visit to Boulder.
Hey, are those prairie dogs illegal immigrants, do you think, Kurt? Where do they come from?
Well, I don't know about their birth certificate either. But anyway, they wrote an editorial in the Boulder Daily Camera urging everyone to take a deep breath and saying, "No landowner in Colorado has worked harder or more comprehensively to relocate prairie dogs than this university, Naropa." Ultimately, they said the university withdrew their lethal permit request. I guess it wasn't a gun. It was probably something else, I suppose. But
it was lethal.
All of a sudden, it was.
It was a permit of lethality.
All of a sudden, the Buddhists want to kill the prairie dogs. But they say, "We had no intention of killing them." That's what the one spokesman guy said, who isn't a Buddhist, by the way. So I don't know how you have a Buddhist university, but you have a spokesman that's not a Buddhist. But the very act of applying for a permit triggers an open comment period, which gives everyone the opportunity to say, "I have a site for relocation." Now, I would tell the Buddhists there that are having trouble with the prairie dogs, there's a big bunch of ground, south and west of here, Sam, that I'm pretty sure they could relocate to. And even if they found a bunch of prairie dogs, they could find some folks, some neighbors that would help them figure out how to relocate them from either this life onto the next or some other area for sure. You know what I mean?
What about the humanoids?
And they wouldn't even have to check with the Prairie Dog Coalition from the Humane Society.
Wait a minute. Now, these are blacktail. These are colored prairie dogs, Kurt. They have a...
That's right. They got special... Race. I forgot. Races and all that stuff. But anyway,
right,
if you get them far enough out in the country, then most of this crazy city stuff just doesn't apply still in America, thank goodness.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about this, Kurt.
Yeah, they say, Sam, I bet you
But you know what?
They say people have an impression of Naropa from 74 of barefoot hippies, but we've grown into a major university. There's a genuine desire to do what's right, but we have a responsibility to provide our students with a good learning environment. Heck, they could be like, maybe they could offer a prairie dog, you know, graduate learning or something like that, Sam. They'd probably be the only place in America with a very good operation to learn about prairie dogs. You know what I mean? I mean, these guys are probably missing their, missing their calling.
You know? Well, let me just tell you something. You ready?
Yeah.
There's a new study out, Kurt, that'll help you understand this whole thing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the new study says more than two-thirds of patients on antidepressants are not depressed. You got that?
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Now, Sam, here's the good
reason. Stick with this thing for a minute.
Got to be on those things, though.
Antidepressants?
Yeah, they've got to be on there to help the economy.
What? I guess for the drug companies, that makes sense.
That's right. Now you're talking.
Now, more than two-thirds of the people on antidepressants do not need to be. They're not depressed. Okay? Now, this is not, they say some 69%, so it's really more than two-thirds, Kurt.
Yes.
They do not meet the criteria for, you know, depression disorder. The study appears in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, and it finds that many individuals who are prescribed and who take antidepressants, well, many times the drugs are taken by people who just don't need it.
Well, but Sam, I mean, you're going to bring the whole American...
Now, let me tell you the other factors,
capitalistic
Kurt.
Society to a halt if you stop all this pharmaceutical work.
Let me tell you the reasons people take these, Kurt. You might not be clinically depressed, okay, based on clinical diagnosis, but you might have the following issues, okay?
Uh-huh.
Unrelated to depression, though. For example, Kurt, Caucasian ethnicity.
Yeah, ethnicity. That means you're Caucasian.
That's right. Yeah. So the fact that you're white and you got this white guilt, dude,
you need that.
You got to have meds. Now, loss of bladder control, Kurt, is one of the big reasons.
Well, yeah, for sure you got to use it for that.
Yeah. Hypertension, back pain.
High blood pressure, yeah. I mean, of course you need antidepressants for back pain. I mean, you know, that's just,
They say one out of every four women in America are now on psychiatric drugs, Kurt.
Now, that really... Well, I guess they say only one out of seven men are, but the women are really up on the top there. They're leading the way. They say that women are nearly twice as likely to receive this diagnosis of depression or the anxiety disorder than men are. But, you know, these people are questioning whether these individuals should even be on these drugs. What do you say, Sam?
We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam McCurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, talking about two-thirds of Americans on psychiatric drugs for depression. Problem is, they're not depressed. And there's no reason for these people to be on these drugs. They have all kinds of crazy reasons people are given these drugs, Kurt. Now, on one hand, you asked me a question. You said, hey, Sam, do you think people should be on these drugs? Well, do you want me to answer honestly, or do you want me to answer for fun first? Let's answer for fun first. Let's ingest. And then let's break down the truth.
They're ingesting these drugs. Yeah,
Sure are. Isn't it jest? Isn't that the word you say?
Yeah, that's right. Good. It just kind of goes together.
All right. Now, at one out of every four women in America are on these drugs. One out of seven men. It's a massive problem. Go study the side effects and you'll freak out, like depression and suicide are a couple of them.
Yeah,
not to mention going ballistic and killing everybody around you, too.
That's right.
Now, but here's the deal, Kurt. When I hear that I got to protect the left-handed prairie, the black-tailed prairie dog above and beyond humans.
Yeah.
And when I hear Chick-fil-A does a reversal and starts to support the gay and lesbian agenda. And when I hear that Wisconsin Paul Ryan sleeps in his office because the poor guy's too broke. Maybe we need to give him a raise. And when I hear we don't have to prove that Brock has a birth certificate, and if you bring up that he should to prove that he's qualified to constitutionally serve, and if you bring that up, you're just an absolute nutcase. When I hear Americans think that Trump can school the media and the government and win single-handedly. When I hear that Rand Paul's going to, like, swear at my children for being part of the problem, that I had too dang many of them kind of stuff. Christian group targets Chick-fil-A for, quote, going gay. I may need some of these pretty soon, Kurt.
I hear that.
Now, that's just my joke. I don't need them. I won't take them. I think it's psychotic that we're even on them. I think it's an agenda by the drug companies. I'm the one that played the Rolling Stones tune Mother's Little Helper back in the 60s to where nobody can take it anymore. Everybody's just got to be on drugs and self, quote, medicate to survive. That's the agenda they want to promote, Kurt. So do I think we need to be under? No, I'm joking, but I'm just saying our society has become so psychotic, so crazy that you just can't believe the things we're even discussing, Kurt. Did you ever think that would believe that? I mean, even the Buddhists can't run anymore, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, the black-tailed prairie dog has more clout, more standing in society than do the Buddhists who want to educate their citizenry or their students, they're scholars, whatever you want to call them. Okay, we've got everybody on drugs, and if I bring up that, hey, they have side effects like suicide, doesn't matter that it's documented in their literature, everybody says, oh, Sam, you're crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, you're not even a psychiatrist or a psychologist. You don't even have any authority to make your claims, do you? You're not even educated. You don't even have a degree, do you? You're stupid.
Yeah, good point.
And what have we got what is it? What are things coming to? What? Where do we go next, Kurt?
It's a good question, Sam.
Right? They say women are emotional and sensitive by design. That's qualities that are generally a sign of health. But they've learned that, hey, their natural nurturing capabilities, Kurt, are a liability. Got to put them on drugs. Got to get that out of them. Got to put them to work. Got to teach them to have sex with everybody, every time, anywhere. Now they can be real women, Kurt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
That's where we find ourselves, I guess.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes,
now, the good news is there's a little sanity. There's a little bit of sanity going on. It'll probably be snuffed out soon, but we're hoping. Less stress, but less income, says Dave Ramsey.
Uh-huh. Ooh, well, yeah.
It's a good article, Kurt.
And I thought, this is...
Dave's been listening to Sam on Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
Whatever. Yeah, basically just had somebody write in and wanted to know, hey, what do I do, about this situation here? And, he tells them you can live on less, in this case, he's talking about his wife. I'm just trying to find that article there. Dave Ramsey, in so many ways, does a lot of good stuff, I think. And in this case, he's given some good counsel. It's just interesting to see Dave Ramsey, when he talks about, hey, you shouldn't be getting into debt, and these different things. It's just a good way to move forward, he's on target there, And
interesting article. Give some of the details. This is important. Less stress, but less income. Post by Dave Ramsey. And it's commentary, money, and opinion, basically. Dear Dave, is how it starts out. My wife and I just started your class, and we're determined to get out of debt. Good goals, right, Kurt?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, you've told people for a long time, Sam, to, hey, man, maybe you just need to have less money and stuff like that. But in this case, this individual basically was saying, hey, I kind of like to have my wife not work so many hours. She's doing, 312s or whatever, just a lot of work for, for anybody, but a lot of work for this lady. And as I remember it, she's basically getting, she is pregnant and they're wanting to start their family or whatever. And in this case, Dave is saying, hey, just look at your budget, add it all up, and, she'll have less stress, but you got to make sure you can, add things up and pay for the bills. But so many times, though, Sam, the reason I wanted to bring up the story is we just add up things that, they don't need to be there. And Dave Ramsey's pretty good on telling folks how to live on less, talks to them about eating beans and rice and, not spending money that you don't have. I wish he would have a government version that would basically deal with, cities, counties, states,
Kurt,
and even the federal government,
If he does that, he'll be taken off the air, bro.
Politically.
You can't do that.
That's what I was saying,
Come on.
That's
right. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. Anytime you get any sanity, it goes by the wayside.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I believe in the less stress, less income idea. I believe that a lot of times we want too much. We want, we got to have two cars because mom has to go to work. We got to have mom have nice clothes. We got to go out to lunch. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Then mom's so stressed out, we got to do vacation. And mom's so stressed out, we can't go eat dinner. And there's very few times that it makes sense for two people to work. Now, if somebody can work from home, that makes a lot more sense. If somebody can wait till their children are raised, to work, that makes some sense. I'm not saying that women aren't capable in the workforce.
Yes.
But this whole discussion is about how do we handle these things, right? Okay. So, dear Randy, the truth is there's no way to know all the details. Even if we have all the details factually from you, it's a simple math thing. You need to look at your income and her income both.
Yep.
Then go over all your bills and make a budget.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do it immediately. You don't have to panic. You just got to reduce your stress. You got to relax. but it probably won't hurt anything if she works her regular hours through the end of the year. I know you love your wife, Randy, but this is up to her, too.
Uh-huh.
You got to walk through the ideas, walk through the numbers. This is the decision that you need to both make together.
Yes.
Right? That's an important part to kind of understand about men and women. Now, if we're the Christian bigots and we hate women and we believe they belong in the bed or the kitchen like they always say, Kurt, you and I would never have this attitude. But I agree with Dave Ramsey. He's got to talk to his wife, and it's her decision, too. And best ideas, they can make it together. And our recommendation is they would turn to God in that process for guidance. You know, pray on your knees hard and work together and humble yourself and what's best for your family. And sad to say, the government is what's causing most women to work now, Kurt.
Yes.
You got to pay them big old ripping 50% plus in taxes. And now it's going up even more with government health care and everything else.
That's a great point, Sam.
And the Republicans want to blame it on Barack. The Democrats want to blame it on Bush, whatever. And, you know, we get nowhere. All right, I guess Trump's in the news again, Kurt, because he's going to, close passports or revoke passports for?
Well, you know, he's saying that these ISIS guys, the guys that want to go over and fight against America, that maybe we shouldn't allow them to have, like,
passports?
Passports.
No way, dude. You got to give those people passports, Kurt. You know? I mean, see, this is what I mean. Trump bring this up, people go, what? You're crazy. It's the most common sense thing I've ever heard. Hey, why would we give the people who want to kill us passports?
Yeah, well, I mean, we wouldn't want to be upsetting those guys, you know what I mean?
Well, revoking passports for people that go to fight for ISIS would look at closing certain mosques. In other words, incubators of terror. How do you disagree with him, Kurt?
Good point.
But here's the deal.
You're right.
He brings that up, and then they're like, oh, he's just a cotton candy president. He's like a circus joker. Donald, when are you going to learn to get on the trapeze? Kind of thing, right?
Yep.
Okay, so were they relevant remarks? I think so. It would have been great to debate and discuss this, right? What would Carly Fiorina, one of the most hawkish running for president right now, what would she say about Trump's proposal?
Yeah, good point.
Now, Trump doesn't even like minimum wage, Kurt. So there you go. All right, that's a recap. Or that's what's going on in the news. Let's just put it that way. Thanks for being along. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. All right, any final word, Kurt?
Well, God bless America, ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate your support here at Liberty Roundtable, and thank you for doing the good things you do.
Some say turn to medication for answers. I say turn to prayer and dump the meds, okay? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can and will restore our grand old republic, libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. After all, we're the ones that say this nation shall endure.